I did meet with the president. She expressed great appreciation for our work. She was most concerned at the time about the situation in Cote d'Ivoire and the fighting that just broke out that day in the country. And there had been an increase. There's been people crossing the border because of the tension in the country for a while. She and we are very concerned about that. Liberia is in a very fragile state still. It's not that many years since peace came. And her concern, which I agreed with, is that fighting there and a great increase in refugees could really affect the country and its stable condition right now. She stated her concern that all the investment by everyone, us included, and all other donors and NGOs could be wasted if major conflict broke out. Because Cote d'Ivoire has accepted so many Liberian refugees over the years, people in Liberia were welcoming people in. They were giving them refuge because they were returning the great support that they had gotten from Cote d'Ivoire before. But there is great concern about that.
One of the concerns was the child soldiers in Liberia.
Correct.
We don't hear a lot about them. Is your organization following up? What's happening to them?
We worked with a lot of them in the early days after peace broke out. We helped reintegrate many children back into their communities. There is concern now that some of these children have not been able to find jobs, etc. And with the conflict spilling over from Ivory Coast into Liberia, these children, youth or young adults now, could be dragged back into conflict again.
You mentioned that your organization helps in the area of teenage pregnancy. As you said, now that is a problem. It's a problem now for Liberia. What is the cause of that?
Well, I think in many ways, in a country that's been going through civil war for so long, the social fabric of the country really broke down, and it is slowly being rebuilt. But there's a lot going on in the country for education about sexual abuse and other domestic violence in the country. And I think that lack of a strong social fabric, I mean, it's just beginning to rebuild, means that social norms, et cetera, are not there. So I think girls and boys having sex before marriage is common when social fabric breaks down, as well as, unfortunately, a lot of sexual abuse going on.
You said your organization has the child-friendly spaces. What does that mean?
Child-friendly spaces are spaces we establish during a time of conflict for keeping children safe. When people are on the move during a conflict situation, there are great opportunities for children to get lost and for children to be abused in one way or the other. So we establish these spaces for parents to bring their children to during the day, that we can ensure that the children are safe with us during the day. And it's also then an opportunity to provide services to children based on their needs, be it food or nutrition or educational services. It's also a place then parents can feel relieved during the day that their children are safe and they can go off to do other things that they need to do.